WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Fox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters. Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, bitch. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you millionaire bastard!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
I get it.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I hope everyone who is in the United States enjoyed their 4th of July and their extended weekends, and for the rest of you, just... was your Thursday good? Okay, that's good. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Yo.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Fine, thank you.
You're doing something. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Azumanga.
Ah.
Shitty Azumanga Chinese accent.
Don't you ever disrespect the name of Wakamoto ever again, sir. Awesome Japanese voice actor does awesome English.
And, of course, butting into the intro, as usual, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, whose voice were you imitating? Who was that?
It's a Japanese voice actor.
Okay, let him keep doing it. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. A little bit of a downer to start everybody off. Sorry about this, but I just want to send out condolences to the family and friends of Calgary radio legend Bill Powers and his wife, unfortunately murdered Thursday morning. This has huge significance to me. I've known Bill Powers for decades, and the guy was like an uncle to me, so I'm still pretty shook up about that. That being said, moving on, and we're here tonight to talk about the pay-per-view that's up next week. WWE presenting some kind of a wrestling show that you have to pay excessive amounts of money just to be able to watch on TV. I think it's called Money in the Bank.
Somewhere in my head, it's just being called Rob Van Dam and Friends.
Rob Van Dam and Friends, there you go. Okay, well, when it comes time to pick them, which we're going to do in the second half of the live webcast tonight. We're not even going to ask Omega.
Oh, no. Do not confuse my fanboyism with, like, actually, like, predicting what the fuck WWE is actually up to.
Oh, okay, so you're not, like, you don't pull a Spug, in other words.
No, I will not choose out of favoritism.
Like fuck all logic and everything. Pick Triple H because that's your man crush. Of course.
No, I will weigh the options logically. I will see what would be the best choice to go with, and then go fuck it, and I'll say what the WWE is going to do.
Oh, okay. And I'm going to say, and then you'll pick Rob Van Dam.
That's for later. Okay.
Okay.
Let the listener find out if that's exactly what I'm going to do or not.
Spoiler alert! No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so yeah, all you Yankee Doodles, I hope you all had a great 4th of July. Of course, July 1st was Canada Day, which is the Canadian equivalent of Independence Day.
I know, what war did you win for that one?
Well, no, I was just about to say, it's really, really strange. As far as I can figure out, Canada is the only country on this planet that won its freedom by asking. Can we be our own country? Yeah, thank you very much. Very good. You know, yeah, sure, you guys, you're all right. You're not, you know, those guys down the colonists, down south, whatever, yeah, just.
So you just happened to ask when England was bored of the place.
Yeah, you know, every other country, you know, we fought for our freedom, and in the United States with our Independence Day is like, that's like a huge mantle right there. It's like, we fought and we died and our ancestors kicked ass and poured tea in the Boston Harbor and blah, blah, blah. Well, in Canada, we just said, hey, guys, mind? Yeah, great. Maybe you should have tried it. Your history may have been just the tiniest little less bloody. I don't know.
It's such a civil country, even in independence.
I mean, we're so goddamn polite, and it's ridiculous. I mean, you step on my foot, and it's my inclination to apologize to you. Oh, sorry, my foot was in the way. You know, that's Canadian. I don't know.
Yet it's still very typically American that they celebrate their independence by blowing up their own country.
Exactly. And I just want to make a, statement to Kane Kittens there. How dare you spell that word with two O's? It's not a boot, you asshole. We don't say a boot. We say a boat. You know, the thing on the water. So just to get it right, it's a boat, not a boot. Now fuck off. There you go.
It is such a very American thing. So we love our country so much, we're going to blow up a small piece of it.
Yeah, it's just a blow shit. What the fuck? Hey, Bill. You know, who the fuck's Bill? I don't know. Anyway.
But, don't believe bring me, Bill into this.
It was a very different experience having to listen, being on the rack and you hear halfway through the show, oh damn, my neighbors are being arrested for shooting off illegal fireworks.
My nephew, who lives in Ontario, I think it was just about this time last year, he went down into Phoenix, Arizona, and he was blown away by the sign on the door of, I think it was either Sonic or Smitty's. Please leave all firearms outside. Yeah, that's just,
which
that's
means
just,
that
you know,
that establishment has had problems with that in the past.
I mean, well, I can just see it. You know, somebody's pulling. This is a damn good steak. Bam, 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 through the roof. I mean, you know, that's repair bills. I don't know.
So basically, they were expecting the rich Texan from The Simpsons.
Okay, sure. Why not? Anyway, why don't we start talking wrestling? We're going to have to draw this out because, guys, there really is next to absolutely fuck all to talk about tonight. Really?
Pretty much. It's one of those dead periods where there's like absolutely nothing interesting going on unless you were TNA, and we don't discuss TNA on this show.
Oh, TNA?
That's something you're not allowed to watch before 10 p.m. because the kids might be up and they might get educated too quickly. You know what I mean? That's what TNA is.
Uh-huh.
Right. Anyway, yeah. I could make mention that Canadian All Pro Wrestling's canceled show from last Saturday has been rescheduled. Not that you guys care too much, but Saddle Up is going to be held on July 27th, the Royal Canadian Legion, downtown Calgary, Alberta, Canada. If you want to come, the address is 116 7th Avenue Southeast. We weren't able to have the show because, well, the city was underwater last week.
Wrestling on boats.
Yeah, well, you know, we were actually...
Wave of the future. Literally.
Wait, well, I was about to say, pardon the pun, right? But yeah, no, it was wild and wacky, I'll tell you, up here. Never seen anything like that. The entire town of High River, where my mom and my sister live, totally, completely underwater, like, the town's destroyed. It's going to take, like, $1 billion just to rebuild it. And they've already started rebuilding it. So... But Anyway, yeah. That being said, why don't we take a look at what we're expecting tomorrow night on WWE Raw, right before the main event, of course, which is the Raw Post Show, Rock. Just a little plug for the Raw Post Show, Rock. This is where you say shit.
I'm just the producer on this show. You guys are supposed to be talking.
Well, yeah, but you still talk when we don't want you to. So, you know, what the fuck, you know? I give you a chance to talk, and you said, nah, fuck it, I'm going to screw them up.
I've talked a lot this weekend, so continue.
Yeah, really. What happened on CB Radio last night, anyway?
Do your damn show, will you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, if I you told really wanted to know what happened last night, I can make things happen right now. If you really
So what were the sports results?
Oh, the Phillies won tonight, so, you know.
Last night.
Hey, they beat the Braves. They beat the Braves tonight, Anderson, so it doesn't matter.
Besides Anderson Silva getting knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, what happened there? Anderson Silva getting, as you say, knocked the fuck out.
He started dancing, and then he was on the floor.
Pretty much. Dude was arrogant from round one, dropping his guard, and just going, yeah, hit me here, do this, do that, come on, I'll tell you what you can do to try and knock me out. And eventually his little showbirdy dancey stuff got him knocked the fuck out.
Okay, here's a little bit of advice from somebody who doesn't like to fight and doesn't do it professionally. If you don't want to lose in a fight, don't tell your opponent how to beat you.
Oh, it's just very, very interesting, because his opponent's post fight was absolutely hilarious, because he starts going on about, oh, God is the Bruce Lee of fighting and this, that, he's praising God, and I'm looking at it going, don't praise God. Praise Anderson Silva's arrogance, because that's what got you the belt, you dumbass.
Thank you, God, for making Silva an arrogant fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you, God, for giving him a big ego bigger than Jesus.
Yeah,
pretty much. Believe me, if you can find a copy of the fight, just watch that one match. It is hilarious.
Just because he was an asshole.
Yeah. I have not seen such arrogance in a fighter since Brock Lesnar's, winning pose shit. Yeah, fuck cause. I drink Budweiser.
What exactly did he say when he was?
He pissed off a sponsor.
I'm gonna go home and climb on top of my wife and then drink a Coors because Bud doesn't pay me any money.
Yeah, something along those lines.
If I can remember correctly, I think that's almost exactly verbatim what the dumbass said. Anyway. I don't know. It sounds like professional wrestling showboating is invading UFC just a little bit too much.
Sort of. I reckon Silva wanted to drop the belt so he can get ready to retire.
Do you think?
Yeah, his post-fight interview was very interesting. Basically going, this guy's the champ now. I don't want a rematch. I don't want anything to do with him. I have, 10 fights left in me. I want to go and train up new students. I want to build my family. I don't care about MMA as much. I reckon he just took a dive.
Okay.
It's fixed! It's rigged! More than wrestling!
I was just about to say, he probably made a whole family of people somewhere in Jersey really happy.
Possibly.
Sopranos reference. Anyway, enough. Let's get into this WWE talk. Tomorrow night, the McMahons and Triple H are going to hold a performance evaluation for Vicky Guerrero. Guys, is she going to get fired?
No.
Aw.
I can't remember a performance evaluation ever going that way in the WWE. Even if they are about to get fired, someone comes out and F5's the boss, or it's pretty much it. Just someone comes out and lays out whoever's going to do the firing.
Yeah, that was about to happen with Johnny Ace and what McMahon got. Was that when Brock Lesnar came out?
No, that was when Heyman was being evaluated.
Oh, okay. Heyman was being evaluated.
Yeah. Because apparently the decision to be fired is completely null and void once you get your ass kicked.
Yeah, how weird is that?
The board of directors going, no, I saw you got your ass handed to you, pussy.
Yeah, you know, I want to find a job where I can just, like, lay out the guy who's about to say you're fired so I can keep my job. Maybe even get a raise, you know? You're fired! Bam! No, you're not. Here's more money. You know, what? Whatever. You know,
God, I'm so sorry. Here's a raise, and you take, like, a two-week vacation. You look tired.
Yeah, there you go. That must have worn you right out, knocking me into the middle of next month. So Vicky's not going to be fired. But if she was to be fired, who do you want to see take her job?
No one. Get rid of the whole concept. I've been sick of commissioners, GMs, you know, CEOs, COOs, whatever authority name you want to make up this week, having to be a character on the show. Whatever happened to the times of, like, you know, James J. Dillon and Vince being guys who will sit back until a real important decision needs to be made. They come out, hand down the verdict on the decision, and fuck off again.
That makes for light television. Not enough, you know, behind the scenes, you know, like backstage crap going on to waste.
Oh my God, you mean they can't use the actual talent to do that stuff?
Oh, that would be a bad thing. That would be,
God,
much, you know, too much exposure. What about the idea of a guest general manager? Bring somebody back
to
every week.
No.
You do realize I knew exactly that I was going to get that response, right? So, okay, if she doesn't get fired, fine. You want to see her quit anyway, right?
I honestly don't mind Vicky.
Really?
She's toned it way back from what she used to be.
Yeah, it's still too much.
No, this is the thing. Like, she's not... It's not like when she used to be a central character who'd be coming out every single match and changing everything up.
Uh-huh.
She's maybe two segments a night at that, and even then, they're like, blink and you miss them.
Hmm.
So, you know, she, at this point, I really couldn't care less what happens to her, where she stays, where she goes. I have this really bad feeling that she is going to be demoted to SmackDown, and we're going to have Stephanie in control.
Oh, yeah. There's your worst nightmare come true, hey, Mace?
Yeah, no, look.
I'm a man on TV.
It's great. You know, I just don't, I've never been a fan of McMahon's being on television because everything revolves around the McMahons.
Yeah.
Everything, the focus goes away from the guys in the ring that work their asses off to the people that are in the company.
I'm just waiting for Omega to pipe up and politely debate you on this.
Oh, that again.
Here we go. But how many people get a kick out of the fact that she's calling Triple H Paul in all of those little vignettes all the time instead of Triple H or Trips or whatever?
I'm happy that they're very adamantly accepting the marriage actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, that means that she would be calling him Paul and not, you know, Hunter or something like that.
Yeah.
Because most times when she is addressing him, she is addressing him as his wife, not the character.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes more logical sense.
Oh, yeah. That just started happening, like, recently in the last year, didn't it?
Pretty much.
I mean, like, she was still calling him Hunter, like, previously in the rare instances where we saw them together before currently. I think. So. But yeah, it sort of like helps bring back a little bit, you know, mixes in a little reality into the show, does it not?
Nothing wrong with interjecting a little reality every now and again.
A little reality can go a long way. So, okay, fine.
We've officially gotten Mace to say something good about the McMahons being on television.
It was hard work, and it took a lot of
effort.
Next,
you know, I might have some sort of weird brain aneurysm and actually start complimenting The Rock.
I was about to say, watch out. Next thing you know, he's going to cheer on The Rock. Yeah, anyway.
It is really kind of tough because
I'm not against the McMahons being on TV.
Yeah.
But it only in the capacity that they are now, mm-hmm. where the storyline really revolves around them and Hunter. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want it to go beyond that. If we had a McMahon as the GM again,
mm-hmm.
that's a little bit overkill.
The way I did enjoy I did enjoy the back and forth Steph had with AJ a couple weeks back.
Oh yeah, a couple weeks back. Yeah, that was before we learned that apparently they are writing themselves onto the shows all the way to WrestleMania.
Oh joy.
That's gonna be fun.
That's like rubbing your elbows with a Brillo pad. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
I don't think they're going to make a McMahon the GM. I think they're going to promote Vicky.
Oh, God. Full-time general manager as opposed to... What is her title now?
God.
Loudmouth Latinovich.
Interim general manager of Raw or something like that.
Okay.
Bitch who's in charge of the taco stand.
That's subtly racist, but I'm not going to point that out. Anyway... Moving on from Vicky.
Don't care.
There you go.
No, the only thing I'm really looking forward to the performance evaluation is when Vicky gets promoted and her little lap dog doesn't.
No. It'll be the tease of a firing, and it'll be her going crazy, going, "Please don't fire me! Please don't fire me! Please don't fire me!" And then to find out that Brad Maddox gets the job instead.
That'd be awesome.
And you just, you'd see it in her eyes, the head just goes,
"Oh yeah, we came out here to give a promotion, and Brad Maddox gets the promotion."
That'd be fun fun to happen, just to watch the, resulting fireworks. As it were.
But then that means more Brad Maddox on television, which is never a good thing.
No, that's like you cheering for The Rock, not something that you should expect to happen.
Actually, to be honest, now that I've thought about it, Brad Maddox getting into promotion instead of Vicky actually sounds like the kind of bullshit swerve the WWE would do.
Yeah. We'll definitely find out by this time tomorrow night. All right.
If the writers are listening, I was joking.
If the writers are listening, do it. It'd be funny.
If the writers are listening, dumbasses, start giving us credit for stealing our ideas.
Oh, shit.
Unless they're bad ones. You know, like the ones where we're only joking, but you do it anyway, and we're like, what the fuck?
I can give you my address, people. I guarantee I work cheaper than the asshats you're hiring now.
Oh, well, you don't need an address. They can find you on YouTube.
This is true.
Yes. See? Told you. Yeah, anyway, let's move on and talk about, they're coming. Oh, wait, they're here. That's right, the Wyatts. They debut tomorrow night. You guys excited for this?
Well, I am. I was basically giving Omega time to sort of jump in before I, cause I've made my thoughts known on the Wyatt family since they've started these promos.
I love this promos.
This is going to be fun. I've seen the guys work in NXT. They are very, very good hoss workers. Basically, they work the big man style really well.
Yeah.
They'll make a very good addition to the tag team roster. Hopefully they crush the Usos in 3 seconds and become the number one contenders. Because let's face it, why the fuck should the Usos get a title shot?
But they beat the Shield!
Christian beat the Shield. let's face facts.
This is that, true.
and I can't wait to see how a crowd of that size that's at a Raw event reacts to Bray Wyatt. The guy is insane on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Really knows how to play a heel. Almost like old school ECW Bubba Ray Dudley-ish.
Okay.
He knows how to insult a crowd really well. And to see that on a grander scale than they've done at NXT is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That, I hope they bring that rocking chair out for the entrance.
Okay. Omega, chime in.
See, this is where I'm at a disadvantage because I haven't been able to see the Wyatts on NXT.
Okay.
It involves watching NXT. That seems to be the key problem.
Yeah, that's like TNA, yeah. Nope, can't do it. Busy washing my hair.
It does take a long time, don't joke.
Yeah, for you.
I can sympathize with Omega. I've had hair his length. I know how long it takes.
Yeah, I've never had hair that length.
You've never had hair.
Oh, fuck you. I've had hair. Been there, done that. I've had hair. There are days I miss my hair.
I don't know. My anticipation for the Wyatts is much cooler than a lot of others who have gotten to see what they can do and how they actually work.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it does look different. It does look interesting. The promos are creepy as hell.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, have the promos, like, piqued your interest, gotten you excited for the debut? Like, you know, back in the olden days when they would do these vignettes forever and the internet wasn't around in the form that it is now and you just had to wait with anticipation to find out what the fuck's going on?
It's put me in cautiously optimistic territory.
Okay.
Where they look good. I like what they look like they're going to be, but it's a matter of how well they're used. Because we've seen this kind of thing happen before where, you know, they get a great, you know, they have a great build up. They got these great promos coming out. And then in about 3 months, the writers get bored with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all a matter of, are they going to be able to do something long term, and how well are they going to be used for that long term? You know, from all the reports, Bray Wyatt, great talent to have on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I certainly hope that's not exaggerated because I have not seen the guy, at least not since the Nexus.
Yeah,
not since the Husky era.
Well, I have to admit that based on the promos alone that have been running, I'm curious as hell as to, you know, what to expect. And I don't know what the right phrase is. You know, it's whetted my appetite for the debut.
I am glad to see the return of something that looks much more psychological.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's... it's something we really don't get in the WWE anymore. Usually it's very paper thin, the characters they give these guys. You know, they're a redneck, or they are, well, in a more recent case, they're a Fox News personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just nothing to them. No depth, nothing to keep you really going, well, how does their brain tick?
That's style over substance.
Yeah. Well, not even that. It's just...
not even style. Oatmeal,
you know,
without any brown sugar.
It's more like them going, you know, this would be a good idea without really thinking, well, how do we use that idea a month from now? And they just kind of shake their heads.
I don't know. Who cares? Nobody will remember in a month. So, yeah. All right. Well, Mace, aside from the rocking chair, how do you want them to debut? Well, how would you handle it?
I just have them come out for a match. Have them come out, be physically dominating, and if you really want to get some way to talk them over, put Bray Wyatt on commentary.
Okay.
Have him preach his little cryptic messages throughout the entire match while his boys beat the shit out of somebody.
Well, do you put them in the ring for the first match against Joe and Johnny Jobber, or do you do something that, you know, makes a mark like you did with Shield?
You put them up against, well, this is the thing. I'd say you put them up against an established tag team, but you don't really have many of those available.
Well. Well, would you just take two singles and throw them together as a one-night only tag?
No.
Just for the name value?
Hell, I'd put them up against the Usos and have the Usos get beaten down while Bray is on the mic going, well, these guys are supposed to be the number one contenders.
Okay.
And we're easily destroying them. How do you think it's going to be when we take the titles?
You can't do that because they just beat the Shield. And how weak is that going to make the Shield look?
Yeah, that is the one problem. You're making the Usos look bigger and better all the time. You're grooming them to be the next tag team champions.
They're grooming them to be a champ, to actually look like a credible threat to the Shield, which is really not possible.
I don't know of any tag team right now that could be considered a credible threat to the Shield. Let's face it.
Here's the thing. Here's the weird thing, and it's completely unassuming because they don't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only team you've got is Tons of Funk. And you immediately go, ugh, really? But they are the comedy tag team kind of thing, you know? It's just like...
I know, Ryan.
It's just a time filler thing. But because they are this face tag team, because they are very jokey and, let's make the crowd happy by being goof-offs for a little while, they actually have a lot of wins to their credit.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually a very successful tag team. They're just very unassuming because of how they're used.
Yeah, but who are they beating to get those wins? Or are you saying that doesn't matter? You got the wins and that's all that counts?
Well, apparently that's all that counts because the Usos have, what? They disappear from TV for months on end. We see them jobbing out on Main Event.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they come back, they win one match, and they're the number one contenders. Like, wow, that was quick.
Okay, well, I will give you credit for that one. But, what if, just for shits and giggles, you put them up against the Shield? You've got these guys that are coming in brand new heels, and then you've got them up against heels that you love to cheer for, even though you're not supposed to.
That's what you set up.
Yeah, this is what you got to lead to. But if you do that as a debut, then what are you going to have happen? If the Shield goes over, then you've just killed your incoming tag team, which will never be a threat to these guys ever again.
Yeah.
You put the Wyatt family over, how bad does that make your tag team champions look?
Pretty bad. So you've really got a choice between Tons of Funk and the Usos, and you can't really put them up against the Usos.
It'll probably be Jimmy and Jack Jobber, unfortunately.
Honestly, yeah, Jimmy and Jack Jobber, in this case, probably Primo and Epico.
Yeah, hey, now
I was looking that up. Are they even still employed by the company?
Yeah, they are, believe it or not.
Okay. Oh, I saw the names. I'm like, I haven't seen them on TV in a long time. Are they still in them?
I was about to say, yeah, like, there's a team that you haven't seen on TV in forever. What happened to them? Maybe they're being given the Zack Ryder treatment.
Who's the one in the mask?
There's somebody in a mask?
On the Wyatts.
Oh, the Wyatts.
I can't remember. They're both, believe it or not, the two guys that actually wrestle aren't even actually Wyatts.
Oh, I know that. I know we're doing a Dudley thing. Huh?
Oh no.
Okay, the pressing question here. Does Daniel Bryan now have to shave his beard so he's no longer called Goatface?
Fuck you, that's where I was going. Oh god damn it.
No, I've always said if you're gonna try and have some sort of connection between those guys and Daniel Bryan, he just becomes Cousin Daniel.
I can see it.
I want that guy backstage stalking Brian every week, just like following him around, just staring at him.
With the mask on.
With the mask on, not saying a word, just following him around. Like a lost goat following the leader.
That's just creepy right out of the box, Omega.
So they do it.
Yeah, it could work. So... All right, so they squash the Epico and what's his name? Primo and Epico tomorrow night in their debut. Okay. Don't call it a feud. Call it a debut. So who should they feud against first leading up to, you know, like the big match, the big feud?
It's really hard to say because we don't – well, again, you know, Mace knows him from NXT. He might have an idea of who they would work well against. But it also depends on, you know, how much is that character going to change between NXT and Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other thing is well, by the promos, they're not really changing a lot, but then again, they could change the second they get out there. That's the weird thing with WWE. What you get in NXT isn't exactly what you're going to get when they get called up to the main roster.
Yeah, I think the Shield just got lucky in that regard.
Well, even then, the Shield weren't even really the Shield in NXT. They were actually three singles guys who just got called up at the same time and got put together.
Yeah, that's true.
So
in other words, yeah, who knows?
That was literally a capturing lightning in a bottle, that the creation of the Shield.
Are they hoping for that this time around with the Wyatts? And saying, okay, look, we just threw these guys together. You guys are together. Come on up. You're the next,
I think they're more looking to try and push and rebuild the tag division slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Because they probably went, okay, so we've put the belt on the Shield. Who
now
do we
what?
Have to go up against? Oh, fuck, we've only got the Usos. call up the NXT guys! No.
Okay, now, even though they're grooming Daniel Bryan to spend the summer chasing the WWE title, do you put Team Hell No together at any point in time to go after, to go up against the Wyatts?
See, Hell No probably would have been this probably would have been a good way of breaking up Hell No. You know, if they hadn't gone for the whole, weakest link routine with Bryan to build him up.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, give them these opponents where, they just can't figure them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, they are so unorthodox that, even Bryan and Kane with their mutual mental disability, they cannot quite get around what is making them so weird and unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been, and if they were planning on breaking up Hell No anyway, it would have been a really good way of not breaking them up, one, and establishing a new team, by taking out and breaking up an established one, an extremely well-established and successful team.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just, well, you know, if the Wyatts are supposed to be psychological, you know, what better way? You know, you don't just beat them into submission. You beat them mentally to the point where they can't even tag together anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, me. This is me coming up with something good. I don't know what the fuck WWE would do.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a good question. Nobody can figure out what they're going to do on any kind of consistent basis because I don't think that they know.
I think they just spin around, get drunk, and throw a dart at a board that has a million ideas on it.
Hey, I've done that before with house, chores around the house. Just put like little tags on the dartboard all over the place, close my eyes, and throw the dart at the board. Whatever it lands on, that's the job you gotta do that day.
Just one giant, there's just one giant roulette wheel.
There you go. Well.
Where half of the options are, we've got no fucking clue.
No, half the options are Cena wins title.
Yeah. Well, we can always put the title back on Cena.
There's like a one little sliver on the wheel that says push Zack Ryder, but the slot is actually skinnier than the roulette ball.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Doesn't quite fit. Why was that getting a little temporary push? Because it was a 1 in a billion thing. The ball actually landed on the slats between the space and stayed there. It's kind of like flipping a coin and having it land on edge, you know?
The ball actually shattered and most of the bits fell into that one.
Oh, fuck, we gotta push Zach. Fun stuff.
I'll give him the U.S. title, no one remembers that belt anyway.
So is the partial slight revitalization of a tag division the result of Triple H moving more into the office?
Quite possibly.
I want to say yes. Because it did kind of coincide with that.
Yeah, it'd be one hell of a coincidence if it wasn't, huh?
Well, yeah. It's one of those old school style things of, you know, instead of everything being singles, you had your tag division to fall back on. If there's one thing we've noticed about Triple H is that he's revitalized old school ideas for a new school audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the best benefits to, it's very old school to build up wrestlers through tag divisions because it's such a good way of evaluating guys in the ring in front of a crowd. And even if they aren't that strong, you only have to have them in there half the time. You know, it really gives you a chance of getting more guys on TV, seeing how they work under pressure, seeing how they work with the rest of the talent. And if one is better than the other, if one's getting it and the other one's not, when you split the team, you've got your next main eventer, and then you've got just someone in the mid-card who's established.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a great way of evaluating a lot of talent in a relatively easy way.
Well, isn't that something kind of sort of like what they did with the Rockers, only Marty Jannetty fucked it up by not being good enough to be in the mid-card on his own? Sorry, cheap shot.
Something like that.
Yeah, but...
Except we never get the good times of, you know, the loser of the tag team getting put through a window.
Yeah, that's the one bad thing, right?
I miss that.
We need more of that on television.
More plate glass window throwing through, please?
We're breaking up the tag team. Here's a window. I'm sorry.
That would be hysterical. It would be hysterical if Kane and Bryan just came out on and like cut a promo on the stage and Kane just had a plate glass window there.
I want to see a tag team get into an argument on top of a roof of a tall building. And just like, you know, the movies from the 40s and 30s, like the comedies, like like Little Rascals or the Marx Brothers or the Three Stooges. It is so patently obvious that the guy being pushed or thrown or falling off the roof is a dummy. And then it's really, really patently obvious that it's a stop cam switch over and then he gets up and brushes himself off after, you know what I mean? I want to see something like that. Just for the,
For those of us that are quite a bit younger that didn't understand what Tim was saying there, think the Emperor's New Groove where the old guy gets thrown out the window.
Thanks.
The thing is, you could have done that with the Hardys. You wouldn't have needed a stand-in.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have needed one for either one of those guys at the time.
No.
Oh, well, see, that's the problem if you use the Hardys for that type of thing. It'd be like, okay, Matt, we've got to throw you off the edge of the building. Jeff, what are you doing? Jeff, why'd you jump?
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, you know what? We're going to take our first time out of the evening, everybody. We're going to come back on the other side of this break, and we're going to do something we haven't done in a really long time on this little webcast. We're actually going to take a look, preview, and analyze all of the matches for Money in the Bank next week before we get into Pick'em. We're going to just get as in-depth as we can. Everybody else in WTR, Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. The brick, new whip, money ain't a thing. Come on, yeah, I wanna floss it up. Come on, all across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little pickle, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing. Flex the road, sign a check for your hoe. Jigger style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all names aside. Trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet. Foolish ain't out of chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die as soon as I pull it. Willie's wanna rub shoulders. The money too young. See me when it...
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers.
We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
And now, haiku time. With René Dasso, Diane, some dumb Aussie git.
Cheap Heat Radio. Not at all ripped off. Truly, we would never lie.
Opinions mixed. Many arguments will be had, but Lita is a slut.
Wild Talk Radio. Home of Cheap Heat Radio. Inside Braden's belly.
Views expressed within, only those of Guy talking. Standard boilerplate.
Got an indie show? Promote it on our show now. Many more people.
Wrestling gets discussed. Pop culture references made. Cheap Heat Radio.
Cheap Heat Radio. Our thoughts may not be true, but your sports team does suck.
We need ad ideas. Haikus are running their course. Next time the hosts rap.
Cheap Heat Radio. Join us at 8:30 time. 'Cause what else is on?
Tuesday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is X-Fox. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Once in a while, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are asked to fill in the blank.
No, this is the one where everyone's supposed to pick something emo and then they go with something completely opposite. A dollop of sour cream, a sausage festival, South Korea, bedwetting, puberty.
And when we fill in the blank, you never know exactly what we might say.
The new high school mascot is Man Meat.
Me!
Kids with ass cancer, the taint, the grundle, the fleshy fun bridge. Board clown stripper. God, you people are all fucked up.
I'm just wondering how you make a costume for any of these.
What gives me uncontrollable gas?
Here comes all the evil.
By the maps, I can already tell I hate you all. A bag of magic beans, John Madden, anything to Tom Cruise, and Lumberjack Fantasy.
Wait, what was the third one?
John Madden.
No, that was number two. What was number three?
Tom Cruise.
No, what's in between John Madden and Tom Cruise?
You tell me, Rock. Tell me, what's between John Madden and Tom Cruise?
It's
between,
you're a czar, so tell me.
There's just that.
Oh, God.
That's fantastic.
I didn't know Tom Cruise and John Madden knew each other that well.
Join us for Cards Against Humanity, when the clock strikes evil. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
My life for estrogen. My life for a sassy black woman. My life for African children. My life for sex. My life for that ass. My life for sex. There.
You said that so defeated.
My life for sex!
Hi everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
and welcome back to WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where we're playing Lita's theme song. Because, you know, supposedly she works hard for that money. I have no idea.
Ugh. You fool, Lita doesn't take money.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. She takes IOUs. So, yes, we are back here, and Tim's not. Probably out having a smoke or something. You kill yourself with lung cancer. Good for you. So I suppose this is the point where we realize how bored we really are this week, and we go into an in-depth preview for Money in the Bank. Maybe. I don't know. All I know is the commercials were good. Meaning our commercials.
You know, talking on the microphone is a lot easier when it's not muted.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? Is it unplugged? No, shit! Oh, I muted it. Hi, what did I miss?
Very funny commercial.
How long?
What'd you say, Omega?
We've been doing this how long?
I've lost track.
53 minutes. God.
You're an ass.
As opposed to you, Lindsay and Rock, on a Saturday night. Facebook.
Oh, what?
Wake up.
Who was spamming Facebook? What are you talking about?
Oh, I get to wake up. I woke up after a very long sleep in, and the first thing I see on Facebook is like 100 notifications of, are you gonna come play cards? Are you gonna come play cards? You should come play cards. Come play cards. Come play cards. I just fucking woke up!
Well, that's when you're at your best playing cards, Max.
Oh no, it took me at least an hour to get in the step.
Well, speaking about Facebook, did you catch the post that I put on your wall?
Yeah, and fuck you.
Okay. I was waiting for that. I was disappointed that I didn't get the fuck you right off the top of the show. But I feel better now. So, shall we preview Money in the Bank?
It's going to be a very short show if we don't.
I think so, yeah. So why don't we take a look at the WWE Tag Team Championship match. We got The Shield versus The Usos. Jeez, I don't know about this one. I'm not expecting a very, very entertaining match.
You've got The Shield in there, so I expect some level of entertainment.
Well, yeah, when they make their entrance, Omega.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking this is going to be the highlight of the night. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's the Usos. There's a reason they are never pushed.
Until now.
This is going
to
be...
Push. What are we going to do?
This is a match that a few months ago wouldn't have even been in the second hour of SmackDown.
There you go. Hey, do either one of you guys have a dartboard and darts?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I got a dartboard and darts. I think what we're going to do, not next week because it's we're going to review the pay-per-view, but the week after, just in case it gets boring like this, we'll have a bunch of just, like, bullshit topics to talk about, and I'll put them on the dartboard all over the place, and I'll just throw a dart, and whatever topic it pierces, that's what we'll talk about.
That would mean you would actually have to come up with topics on your own, Tim, to, you know, throw
out. Fuck you, Rock!
Just pointing that one out.
I'm busy.
Just saying.
There you go. So yeah, I'm not expecting a hell of a lot. I'm expecting The Shield to carry this matchup.
No. Yeah. You know, we know the Usos at this point. We know they're not going to do a whole lot of. They're not going to command the match that much.
You know, I really don't think so. So anyway, that's that one. If you guys in the chat room want to play along, go ahead and post your thoughts and opinions on all the matches that we're going to take a look at and make fun of tonight. Next, the Intercontinental Championship, Curtis Axel taking on The Miz. I don't know about you guys, but I'm still not sold on Curtis Axel. He just doesn't come across as, you know, having it.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of it or not. I just think he still hasn't been given the chance to do anything on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, big deal. You got a bunch of wins over people that, you know, kind of mean something. You don't have any wins that also mean something.
Because none of these wins were actually really legit.
No.
Count out stoppages.
And shit.
Yeah, no actual wins.
Yeah. But I still think that this is going to be a more entertaining match than the Tag Team Championship match.
Yeah, there's no question. You got two talented guys here in this match.
Yeah.
And
like, oh, go ahead.
I will point out that while Curtis Axel does not have many convincing wins under his belt,
mm-hmm.
The Miz is the guy who just beat Ryback into submission.
Yeah.
I really like how they just kind of glossed over that fact on Monday night. Like, the unstoppable Ryback just tapped himself out of a match because Miz gave him an owie.
That's McMahon trying to use Jedi mind powers. This did not happen. You did there not you see go. This. This is not the win you're looking for.
This is not the win. That was a good one. That was cute. Not the win you're looking for.
I'm sorry, but when you build a guy up for this entire gimmick as this unstoppable beast, just destruction incarnate, you kind of ruin everything you've ever done with the guy by having him give up because he hurts.
Well, you turn him into a whiny little punk is what you done.
It's sort of akin to, like, you know, Godzilla's coming to destroy Tokyo, but when he gets to the harbor, he stubs his toe on a boat, turns around and cries and goes home.
Pretty much. And we have to make a movie about the boat harbor.
I don't know, maybe this is just their way of attempting to try to stop the Goldberg chant every time he comes out.
Fine, he's now Weinberg.
Weinberg, there you go. Cryback. I like that was a good one.
Yeah, but that's Jericho because, you know, he invented everything.
He's damn good at doing shit like that, yeah. So, but, yeah, you know, whether you agree or disagree with me as far as whether or not Curtis Axel has it or has he been able to show it or not yet, he can work in the ring. And so this should be really good going up against Miz because how crazy were we for the Miz when he started getting his push and going nuts?
Yeah, I still really like The Miz. I thought he got a really rough ride. Just the way he's just been kind of put on the back burner and given the belt. Like, well, we got to do something with him. Let's make him the Intercontinental title, you know, because Wade Barrett hasn't ruined the credibility of that championship enough.
There you go. Okay. So, yeah, expect a little bit of fun. Now, the moment that you've all been waiting for, that's right, the bathroom break match of the night. As a matter of fact, this might be...
This one you can't call a bathroom break, though.
Why is that?
Because it's actually been goddamn entertaining to watch the lead up to this point.
All right.
And let's face it, they're going to actually put on a half-decent match.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that one. Of course, everybody, we're talking about AJ Lee versus Caitlin for the Divas title. Yeah, this feud has been kind of fun.
It's been amusing to see them mock each other, dressed as each other.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing as each other worked for me. When it kind of got a little bit grade school was the Photoshops AJ came out with. Which I think that was a little petty. That was a little
overboard. Yeah.
Be a star, kids.
Okay. For when we do pick 'em, everybody, the tiebreaker will be nip slip or no nip slip in this match.
It depends on whose nip.
Yeah, well,
it'd have to be Caitlin because AJ covers up with a t-shirt, so.
Yeah, well, AJ covers up with, yeah, anyway, never mind. One of those little headbands that she could pull down onto her chest and she's fine. And it'll stay in place. So it would have to kind of be. Biggie with an nip slip. Good one, Rock. Cute. You should just like pipe up and say shit like this instead of just typing it in chat. Seriously, you should.
Effort, dude. Shut up. Oh. Anyway.
Sorry. Yeah, he put in effort last night making fun of everybody.
So, yeah, we've got what? This world title Money in the Bank coming up. Yay.
Yeah, we got the, well, in this one actually got Sandow, Dean Ambrose, Fandango, Cesaro, Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, and Jack Swagger. I think, you know, aside from having Jack Swagger's name in that, this might be a little more entertaining than the Money in the Bank All-Stars. Yeah, I couldn't sell that. I couldn't give that one away either. Sorry, guys.
God.
I tried.
This is really the who fucking cares of the entire roster in one match.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's only one guy in that whole matchup that I want to see in this matchup, and that's Dean Ambrose. I don't care about the rest of them.
No. I don't want to see him in this one. It singles him out from the rest of the Shield. It puts him higher up on the food chain. It gives him a better reward than the others are getting that night. No. It's a mistake.
Well, I'm not saying put him over. I'm just saying I'm just looking forward to him being in the match.
This is still treating the Shield unequally. You've singled one of them out as better than the other two.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, where's the world heavyweight opportunity for the rest of them?
Well, the other two are the tag team,
and he's the U.S. championship. Where's their title shot?
I'm agreeing with Omega on this one because I believe that we made this point about 4 months ago.
Yeah, when I brought it up, should one of them be given a singles title? You guys say no. 2 weeks later, Ambrose gets the U.S. title. It's a singles title.
But it's equal to the tag belt, and they gave them to him on the same night. You know, are they gonna earn a world heavyweight championship opportunity in the same night? No.
Okay, so this one we'll count this as a legitimate urine relief station opportunity. Fine.
Yeah, the sad part is there's nobody in that. They're gonna give a world heavyweight championship match to someone. And not a single one is really deserving of it. Even the guy who's already had the belt in this match
doesn't deserve it. No. So, well, why don't we look at the...
So does that mean Fandango gets the belt on this one?
Oh, God.
Come on, worst possible scenario, that's what they go with.
God. Well, let's hope that it's not worst possible, worst case scenario. Well, let's take a look at the All-Star Money in the Bank, which is for the WWE title. You got CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Christian, Sheamus, RVD, Omega, Randy Orton, and Kane. Lindsay. This is going to be good.
Mace fanboy over someone so we can make this interesting.
CM Punk, yay.
There you go. Okay, Christian.
I can't say anything about
Canadians
Christian. Because,
surprise.
No. Even Tim can't pick Christian because we all know that Ken Kittens likes him more.
Well, part of him anyway.
Oh God, what exactly are you referring to?
You remember Tim? Remember that comment I showed you that he made in the chat?
Oh, kind of, sort of. I don't remember the comment itself, but I remember you showed it to me and. Ken Kittens was all like fucking gay for Christian or shit.
You know, his Wong.
Yeah, that's right. So that means I can say Christian Ye. Even if he wasn't Canadian, if he was like, I don't know, Australian or something, I'd still say Christian Ye. Ye Christian.
But the thing with this one, it actually looks better on paper. Because you have some guys there that are willing to take high flying risks.
Yeah.
You got some guys that can work some really good ground tactics. You've got Kane there as the jumping board on it for everybody, as the big man.
He's the springboard, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the crash mat.
It's a good mix of guys as opposed to the other one, which just reads as, you know, we're all going to try really hard to do stupid shit.
And
it's not. be good. Like, at least this has some sort of psychology to it. You know, you've got the whole thing between Brian and Orton, and you've got, you know, Brian and Kane, you've the returning RVD. You know, it's, there's a lot of better factors in this that will make for a more entertaining match.
Oh yeah, worst case scenario, you've got four guys that are going to carry this match, and of course, naturally, that'll be Punk, Brian, Christian, and RVD. If anybody's ever watched TNA and has seen the last bit of work from RVD, Rob,
God.
Damn, the whole fucking show. Christ,
like you're trying to make a t-shirt for him or something.
Yeah. For the whole fucking show. He's just like, when I saw him in TNA, he just looked like he was going through the motions to me. Really. I expect on the bigger stage, the bigger company, you know, all of this other fun stuff for him to actually get back to, something of what, made Omega cream his jeans over him to begin with.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry, but it had to be said.
Apparently, the last indie match he worked, he was looking like his old self.
Okay, well, that's all that matters, isn't it?
So we're going to get 5 stars on the ladders from halfway across the ring. Awesome.
Sweet.
That'll be awesome. So, yeah, you know.
Okay,
like
okay.
What?
All right. I have our tiebreaker for this, for Pick'em.
Mm-hmm.
Who cops the Van Terminator?
Oh.
Who cops the bin to the face?
It really the new WWE really upsets me because we'll never see a Van Damminator again.
Oh God, I just saw a commercial for there's going to be a new Wolverine movie coming out July 26th.
Yeah.
As if Origins wasn't bad enough. Sorry. Anyway, back to topic at hand. What were we talking about?
Who does Van kick in the face from halfway across the ring?
I'm gonna say, if you know we have to do that, I'm gonna say Randy Orton.
No, that's who you'd like to see take it. Who actually will take it?
Oh, so you're telling me Randy Orton won't take it? Okay, he goes to kick Randy Orton. Randy ducks, and Kane receives it.
I'm gonna say Brian takes it.
I'll say Christian.
And yet nobody thinks about Mr. Whitefella.
Well, you know,
he's got to be useful for something besides doing a broad kick into a ladder that's going to knock people over.
Yeah, you know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what else were you going to do with Sheamus in that match? Seriously.
Well, you know, that somebody...
Randy Orton?
I was about to say, you know somebody's taking an RKO off the ladder. Why not use Sheamus for that?
Surprisingly enough, I reckon RVD's going to cop an RKO out of nowhere while he's flying somewhere.
Well, you're only guessing that because he flies everywhere, and the chances are just damn good that's going to happen.
How many times does Randy Orton like to play the "I'm going to catch you in midair with an RKO" card on pay-per-view?
Fucking pay-per-view he wrestles in.
I fucking hate that spot because the guy who's taking it always just looks like he's diving right into it. He doesn't look like he's doing fucking anything.
Well, there's a reason for that, Omega.
He is! I know! It's like, every time it's like, okay, Orton has his back to you. You're going to unleash some kind of top rope move to catch him by surprise. What are you going to go with? Okay, I'm going to go with jumping off with my face really far out, but not in a headbutt way, but kind of a please kill me way.
Please kick me in the. Please catch me by the neck and drop down on your ass move.
I'm trying to do some type of finisher that involves hitting him with my neck.
Never lead head first.
See, and at least with RVD, you have a chance of making it look natural if he goes for the 5-star.
Yeah, the 5-star actually has him in a prone position.
Exactly.
See, that would be an awesome spot. That would be an awesome spot, you know, if...
It'd be even better. It's RVD on top of a ladder. Someone, let's say, for the sake of argument, Christian's laying there. RVD jumps, starts doing the frog splash. All of a sudden, Orton, literally out of fucking nowhere, from outside of the ring, comes in, RKO.
Keep in mind, that RKO is still going to drop RVD onto Christian.
Yeah.
It's a move that's going to take out two at once. Yeah. See, that's a good spot.
Yeah.
See, that I would take for the bullshit Orton spot.
Okay. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. What is going to be the absolute nightmare, insane, off the hook move in this match? Come up with something.
20-foot ladder. I know it's going to involve the 20-foot ladder in the ring, mm-hmm. Rob Van Dam, and a stack of tables.
A stack of tables?
I'm not sure about a stack of tables.
At least four tables stacked 2x2.
Interesting. Okay, are the tables in the ring or outside the ring on the floor?
Outside on the floor.
Okay, well, that'll make it more spectacular. What about...
I think you're confusing this for a TLC match.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's Money in the Bank.
These guys aren't going to pull extra shit out with them being the main event.
It's seven of the top stars that they have in one ladder match. What more do they
still have Cena! It's okay! They still have Cena. They can all kill each other for all Vince McMahon cares.
There you go. Okay. So, yeah, this is the Money in the Bank ladder match that we expect will be the entertaining one. Next match up will be Chris Jericho versus Ryback.
And once more, Chris Jericho feeds his reputation to someone else.
Who's very undeserving at this stage.
Yeah, I see Christian Jericho. I see Jericho carrying this match, which is, the guy from Canada is going to carry the match, which is no surprise, not because from Canada, because he's fighting Ryback. And so that's my prediction. And then,
yes,
Jericho,
how unusual.
It's Jericho. He'll pull him to a halfway decent match, which is about all you can expect out of Ryback.
Which is saying a fuck of a lot because it's Ryback. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's saying a fuck of a lot because it's Jericho.
Yeah, we don't really have much to talk about on this match, so let's take a look at the World Heavyweight Championship, Del Rio versus Ziggler.
Next.
Oh, I don't know. I think, now that Ziggler doesn't have a concussion and he can actually go, I think that he's going to put in some good time with this one against Del Rio. If I recall correctly, it wasn't Del Rio that concussed him to begin with. It was Swagger.
Except it's Del Rio.
Yeah, you're a Del Rio fan like I'm a Del Rio fan, aren't you, Mace?
He's just there. Taking up space.
We're fans of Del Rio because of Ricardo.
Yeah, and there's going to be no Ricardo on this one because he's out for 30 days.
Yeah, dumbass got caught smoking dope.
He's apparently... No.
Fat burner, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly a fat burner.
Perfectly legal fat burner. Was done
no
for
shit.
Days.
But it's on their list of banned substances.
Arrested for... Okay, we got one guy over here who's arrested for DUI with marijuana possession, and he gets to keep his match at WrestleMania and never gets suspended. Oh, and here's this other guy.
He's just trying to lose some weight.
He's just an announcer trying to drop 10 pounds. Don't boot his ass out for 30 days. What the fuck?
How dare you decide to do that instead of not eating that extra taco? Subtly
racist. I mean, seriously, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
It's retarded. But what do you expect?
Expect a wellness policy that's fucking consistent.
That, like, makes sense. You know, like, I remember, what was it? The Olympics, Winter Olympics back in 2000, whatever it was.
The snowboarders tested positive for weed?
No.
It's okay.
No. I maintain that was Ross Rebliati. Canadian, won the gold medal, tested positive for weed. Oh, dude, I was at a party the night before. Bullshit! Okay, just admit it. You smoked the J, man, the night before. Here it is. The guy is stoned after smoking pot.
It's a
gold medal. Okay,
it's a smoking weed is practically required.
It's marijuana. The guy won a gold medal. He was smoking marijuana. He deserves a second gold medal just because he won the gold medal while
no
he was
shit.
Oh man, come on.
Unless there's like a big ass Twinkie at the end of the run, there's no enhancement going on there.
There's no incentive.
Thank you, Robin Williams.
Yeah, dude.
it was a great point. I'll repeat it.
See, mine was original. Yours, you ripped off.
No, Robin. No, you remember the exact same fucking bit. I know you do.
Yeah, I didn't rip off Robin Williams. I didn't. I came up with the two gold medals on my own.
Yeah, it was an obvious joke I would have come up with.
Well, there you go. But hey, still, it was funny and it made sense. So, like, you can, like, so obvious joke. You still chuckled. So there, haha.
Chuckle because you stole my jokes. Shut up.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, Del Rio, Ziggler. Woohoo, yay, see ya.
Me, nice to see Ziggler back, and that's about all I can say.
Yep. Now, the match that the Spud guy's been waiting for all night long. He's in the bar. He's been watching all the shit, drinking a couple of beers. And then they bring out John Cena to defend the WWE Championship against Sexual Chocolate. Thank you, Henry.
And this is the point where I go, oh, I'm going to have an afternoon nap.
Well, you see, the world title Money in the Bank is the P match. This will be the poop break.
No, this is the nap before we do the post-show break.
Yeah. This is everyone get to your car break.
Yeah, the post show or the pre-post show nap break. There you go. That was tricky. The fuck is that? Anyway. Yeah, whoopty shit.
The feud has one good promo going for it.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it.
Come on now, like that was good. That was good.
It was good. But
I don't care what you say, man. You're not going to convince me that you weren't sold on his retiring until you saw the wink, wink, nod, nod.
Nuh-uh.
You're not going to convince me.
No, because you've got John Cena right behind him as window dressing. You don't stage something like that unless something's going to happen here.
Well, yeah, but he told John Cena stick around. Because John Cena
was about
to
leave. There's still a reason for that.
I know.
There's still a reason for that. You explain it away, but there's still a fucking reason John Cena is waiting right there. And I'm God help me, there was someone on Twitter called it the exact same way, and it was a name that would have given me credibility if I could remember who agreed with me.
There you go. Agree with Omega, give him credibility.
It was...
His press release is apparently not enough.
It was like seriously, someone called it for the exact same reason I did.
Mm-hmm. But was it all done after the fact? It's easy to call it after the fact.
But yeah, the point is, it never sucked me in.
Anyway, yeah, I'm still like.
But the thing was, it was like. Yeah, you get your opening promo was basically playing your ace in the hole straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we said it straight afterwards. It was even said like on the Raw Pro Show, it was said on the Rack, it was said on here. It was probably said on Cheap Heat Radio, but I don't listen to them, and it was probably said on Kayfabe Radio, but I don't listen to that either.
Thanks for your support.
Hey, I support 3 out of 5 shows. It's, that's over 50%.
Yeah, okay, barely.
But it was pretty much...
62.5%
is my... It was pretty much said, it's like, you know, here it is, they played their best thing straight out the gate. And it was, how are you going to top that? The thing was, you can't. And everybody could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's pretty much done the feud in, is your best moment was at the start. And you couldn't even keep on that level.
Yeah, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah. So that's sort of what killed this feud for me. But then again, it's John Cena. I'm probably going to do like I've done with probably the last 5 or 6 pay-per-views with John Cena matches, is I'll see him come out, I'll fall asleep, I'll wake up when he wins. I'm not kidding. That's what has happened on just about every John Cena match on pay-per-view in the last 6 months. I fall asleep when he comes out. I wake up when he wins.
There you go. You see that thing that was going around Facebook a couple of weeks ago? The two video game controllers. One is like the super advanced, has got like 150 buttons, and it's the Daniel Bryan controller. And then right below that, it's the old Nintendo, not even Super Nintendo, just Nintendo, with the five buttons. And that was the John Cena controller?
No. Completely missed it.
Oh, that's
plus we, all know controller perfection came with the Super Nintendo.
Exactly. Hey, I still have my Super Nintendo. It's awesome. Anyway, we should probably keep talking wrestling instead of video games, unless you guys want to do geek talk.
We always want to do geek talk, so you might as well stick to wrestling.
Otaku Talk Live, yeah, there you go. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Omega. So, yeah, pretty much those are all the matches we're expected, barring, of course, any last-minute additions. That being said, we're going to take our second time out of the evening. Everybody, get ready. Get your pencils out. Kane Kittens, this is your warning. On the other side of this break, we are going to play Pick'em. Now, for one or two of you who haven't figured it out yet, all you got to do is tell us who you think's going to win. Okay, we've already analyzed it. We're not looking for you to analyze it. We don't care. If you want to analyze it in the chat room, go right ahead. But just pick the winner of the match, and the one with the most right picks wins. Rock, do we have anything this week?
We'll find out.
We'll find out before next weekend if you get a prize. You might get a prize. If nothing else, you get bragging rights until the next pay-per-view. Everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather scream for time. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open? Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go.
Oh,
Because I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
No, no, no.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it?
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
about to be plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Talk Radio, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Okay, everybody get ready. We're going to give you a chance to win something, maybe, with WTR's Pick'em. But before we get into that, I would like to ask you all to do us a huge favor. It's not going to cost you a single penny, and all it's going to do is take a couple seconds of your time. But in doing so, you can actually help us pay our server costs, which are outrageously expensive. And it's starting to cost a lot of money. All we need you to do is click on the Google ads on the website. Click the sons of bitches like crazy. We have to do this, you know, while you're listening, because we're not allowed to post anything on the website that urges you to click the Google ads, because we'll get in trouble for doing that. But you click the Google ads, and before you know it, you're helping us pay our server costs. Thanks to a concerted effort last month, we were able to actually pay for 2 months worth of server time, guys, just because people clicked on the ads. So say thank you, everybody.
And moving on to WTR. Pick 'em, Tim.
Say thank you, everybody.
Let's start with the pre-show.
And say thank you, everybody.
You have the WWE Tag Team titles.
Fine. Thanks, everybody. Go ahead.
No, you can pick it off from there.
No. Dick.
Tag team titles, The Shield versus The Usos.
Oh, gee.
Okay, Omega, you pick first.
Oh, put me on the spot. I'm not ready yet.
I don't care. I think you're lying.
I can't possibly decide between these two.
Bullshit. Liar. And you weren't swerved for a second either. Come on, pick somebody.
Shield.
There you go.
Duh.
All right, Mace, pick.
Don't know. Yeah, Shield.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the Shield. Don't be stupid. Okay. So, there it is. Now, the next match.
There is an Uso fan listening that's really pissed off at us right now.
One Uso fan. Who's that? Tamina?
Their mom, I think.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, it's Alpha and
the dad is a Shield fan.
Yeah. Okay, Rock, next match.
The next match, Intercontinental Championship, Curtis Axel versus The Miz.
Okay, before we get to that, Rock, pick somebody from the first one.
The Usos won't win.
There you go. Thanks a lot. He picked the Shield, kids. Mace.
Yeah, Curtis.
Okay. Omega.
Perfect Junior.
Okay. Rock.
Curtis.
Okay, yeah, Axel. They're still going to keep pushing the shit out of this guy. So it's another unanimous one. Okay, up next will be the Divas Championship, Brock.
AJ versus Caitlyn. AJ wins.
Ooh, Omega.
I am actually debating this. Because AJ's the best diva they got, but, you know, they really didn't let her do a whole lot other than be a valet for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that whole, you know, be a star, the villain always gets their comeuppance eventually, and I don't think they'll run this 3 months in a row to do that.
But isn't it too soon to take the belt off of AJ?
Like, that would stop them.
Well, I'm just, you know, helping you decide.
I'm going against logic, so it'll probably work. And I'm going with AJ.
Okay. Mace?
Yeah, going with the crazy little screwball.
Okay. Rock?
I made my pick, or you need the next match.
No, I need you to remind me who you picked. AJ, right?
I said AJ, yes. Why do I need to remind you? King Kins is the one keeping track.
Well, fuck, because I wanted to see who you're picking. Because I'm picking Caitlyn.
Oh, you're the one being different.
Yeah, I'm being difficult on this one. Yeah, so next up after that one will be the world title Money in the Bank match. After you guys wake up, who do you figure is going to be the winner, Mace?
Good question, actually. I'm actually going to decide this one by random number generator.
Uh-oh.
Because that always works.
That's how much I do not give a shit about this match. Okay, let's see. Minus 7, generate number. Jack Swagger.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, it came up with 7.
Okay.
And Jack Swagger's seventh on that list, so...
There you go. Okay. Omega, pick.
Would you like to borrow my random number generator?
No.
No.
He used it, he can't.
It's not going to be any better because I'm going with Swagger.
Oh, fuck. All right, Rock.
He's the only one in the match that has actually had the world title before. He's the only one who's even... Yeah, you could even possibly win this match without making everyone laugh out loud over it. And it'll set up the rematch with him and Ziggler.
Okay.
Which will be the whole revenge, which would be the whole, you know, getting you back for, you know, knocking me the fuck out part.
There you go. Right. Okay, Rock.
This is tough. I'm torn between, Cesaro and Sandow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
High.
No, that's the other one, Money in the Bank match.
That's the other Money in the Bank match, and that's Saturday's midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who was high last night? I mean, aside from everybody.
Exactly.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects. I don't know yet. I'm leaning towards either Cesaro or Sandow. I'm not making a pick tonight.
You got to make a pick tonight. You can change it on the rack.
No, I'm going with either Cesaro or Sandow. That's my pick.
You can pick one or the other, not both. You can't wishwash. You won't let us get away with this shit.
I'll make my final decision Thursday, but that's my pick
Fine.
For now.
You can, like I said, you can change it Thursday. Just pick one name.
No.
Just pick one name.
No.
All right, Penny Waste. If somebody decides that they don't want to answer a question from now on, you got no say in the matter.
I can pick two. See, I'm allowed to. It says it in the chat room.
No. Chat room, you're wrong. Yeah, Lindsay backing you up. Fuck off.
If you really want to pick, go with, for now, Sandow.
Fine. And like I told you, you can always change it Thursday. For Christ's sake, I'm picking Wade Barrett.
Why are you picking Wade Barrett?
Because it just seems like the dumbest fucking person to win the goddamn thing.
No, that would be Fandango.
Well, Fandango's only there for the music. So, like, I don't even consider him actually being in the match. So it doesn't count that he's there. Because let's face it, the only reason Fandango is over is the music. So I'm picking Wade Barrett. So there. Fuck you. So, okay, the good Money in the Bank. Pick a winner, Omega.
Let's see. The good one. Damn. Daniel Bryan.
Ooh, okay. Rock.
Omega, what's your reasoning for picking Daniel Bryan?
Because everything says they're going to book him and Cena in SummerSlam. I know it's a complete mark way of picking, but, you know.
You're a dick.
Randy Orton.
Mace.
No. Wait. Rock, what's your reasoning for picking Randy Orton?
To be the opposite of Daniel Bryan, because everyone's expecting Bryan to win, so it's going to be Randy Orton, and that's how he becomes heel.
Alrighty then. Mace, quick, please.
Bryan.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan. Mace, what's your reasoning for picking Daniel Bryan?
Because it's what they've been reporting for fucking months.
There you go.
And let's face it, this was like hearing back in the day when you heard, at WrestleMania, they're going to have Triple H versus Chris Benoit. I wonder how he's going to get there. By winning the Royal Rumble. I wonder who I pick.
Yeah, there you go. Don't you miss the good old days where, you know, like you're actually excited to try to figure out who was going to win something because, you know, you didn't have an inkling? So everybody's picked this one, have they? Except for me. Let me see. No, I picked Daniel Bryan. Next match.
No, Tim. Good. Why did you pick Daniel Bryan?
Because I'm not stupid. Next match. Chris Jericho versus Ryback, Rock.
Sadly. Ryback.
Sadly. Mace?
Jericho, because he invented Cryback.
Oh, God. Okay. Omega.
You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Ryback.
Yeah, call him Weinberg, because that's who I'm picking.
Keep going. Lost to a shoddy roof and a bunch of kicks to the leg.
Yep. World Heavyweight Championship, Alberto Del Rio versus Dolph Ziggler. Mace.
Del Snoro.
Omega.
Zig.
Rock.
Blur.
Wow.
You're welcome, Omega.
Del Rio. I'm picking Del Rio. And, of course, the worst match of the night, WWE Championship, John Cena versus Mark Henry.
I don't know why you say it's the worst match of the night.
Because John Cena's in it, and I just, you know, want to be a John Cena basher. So
John Rock Cena and Mark Henry, what are you talking about?
Yeah, there you go. Rock, pick a winner.
John Cena, but it's probably going to be better than everybody expects.
Well, yeah, it probably will be pretty entertaining. I'm just, you know, being a dick about it. Omega! Go ahead.
Cena.
Sucks. Mace.
Superman.
Yeah, and another pick for Cena. Yeah.
We know they always push the guy with a new movie out.
Yeah. See, picking TNA is kind of fun because, like, half of us don't ever watch the fucking thing, so we just take shots in the dark and we don't give a fuck and it's like, whatever. And we all wind up, like, 6-1. Or 5-2. This shit we watch, we know what's going to happen. It just takes all the fun out of it. So, I guess that basically puts the Money in the Bank pick 'em to bed. Those of you listening to the archives, you can still get in on this. You got until, Sunday afternoon or Saturday night?
Sunday around 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. And, you can make your picks real easily. So, if you're listening, to the show on the archive, tune into any of the other programming this week live, and you can pick then when they do it. Or, you can email media@wildtalkradio.com. Kane Kittens, you don't have your email address back since this changeover. I've got to fix that and get that up for you. It'll be KaneKittens@wildtalkradio.com. Kane Kittens, message me. I need to talk to you about that, by the way. Hit me up on Skype as soon as you can. You can post it to the Wild Talk Radio Facebook page. You can tweet it on Twitter. Have I missed anything?
Did you say Facebook?
I did. I said you can post it to our Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So basically that's it. We're good to go. And if you made your picks, you can still change them. Change your picks the same way you made the picks. Just make sure Kane Kittens gets it. Email KaneKittens@wildtalkradio.com if you change your picks after tonight. All right. That's done. I think it's time for the great debate, isn't it?
Welcome to this week's great debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE champion of all time.
When that bell rings and the match is over, you are looking at the next WWE champion, and that's the
This belongs to me, and this you earn. With blood, with sweat, with tears, and for 428 days, I have done just that. I have earned this. I have earned the right to be called champion. I have earned the right to be the man.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Up first, Mick Foley takes on Edge. Mace.
Damn you, Rock.
You actually have to put some thought into it. What a shock.
Yeah, I know, this one we actually have to think about for once. Fuck hell. See, Edge was really good in betraying a champion. He had the egotistical side, he played face, played heel, everything else. Foley was a good champion, but at the same time, it was pretty much only remembered for his win. I don't want to pick.
Too bad. You gotta make a pick.
No. I got it. They are the co-winners of this. They did it with a hardcore title. They can do it again with this.
No.
Fuck you, I don't want to play anymore. Alright, Edge.
Omega.
Let's see. McFoley's got 3 wins under his belt, so to speak, but one of them only lasted one night, and the only one we remember is because it was the shift of the Monday Night Wars, and we remember that for Tony Schiavone more than we do Mick Foley. Edge's career kind of revolved around how he managed to get back into the title picture, how he managed to hold on to titles. So, and that does go for that one, because he feuded for that belt with Cena forever. So, yeah. Edge.
Tim.
Foley is WWE champion versus Edge is WWE champion.
Mm-hmm. That's the question.
This is where we are, Tim. Thanks for keeping track.
Thank you for doing that, jackass. I have to reluctantly say Edge. Although Foley should get it, just because basically that was the night that turned shit around with the Monday Night Wars.
But it's not turning. It's not about turning things around. It's about
WWE
championship.
But that was a very big deal. That was absolutely huge. Him winning the title, winding up causing WCW to start losing. Edge.
So Edge moves on. Up next, Diesel takes on, as Tim said earlier, RDV. Mace.
Research and development vehicle.
We have the guy who beat Bob Backlund in 6 seconds versus the guy who beat John Cena with one of the most hostile crowds in existence backing him. Yeah, I'm going with Van Damme. Because this one spins.
Tim.
What Mace kind of said, sort of, but yeah, RVD.
Omega.
Didn't make this hard for me, did you guys?
We tried not to.
He's going to pick Diesel.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, Diesel wasn't ready for the belt. He got it because he was in the clique at the time, and really just because he was really big, and it really didn't do anything. No, RVD gets by on the one credit that he held two world titles at the same time and recognizes two world championships at the same time, unlike the Undisputed belt. And it's something I don't think you'll ever see duplicated again.
Well, there you have it. RVD moves on. Up next week, Eddie Guerrero versus CM Punk.
Fuck!
I said it first!
John Cena takes on Triple H.
Oh, God.
What?!
Uh-huh.
God. What round are we in?
The second round.
Fuck.
That's next week on The Great Debate. Now, Tim.
Now? It's time to, ask stupid questions of everybody and see if we get really funny answers or not.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
We will start with Tim Stein. Tim, can you disprove the theory that lightning is just wizards fighting?
Can I disprove it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I could if I had a chalkboard and shit like that.
Then do it.
Wizards don't exist for one thing, you knucklehead.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They don't exist. This is not Harry Potter.
They
Wizards
exist.
Don't exist. No, they don't.
The KKK's got a grand one.
Oh, you are such an ass.
He has a
Wizards
point.
Wizards with magical, mystical powers don't exist. Fucking made me have to clarify it, didn't you? Didn't you? Yeah, bastard. Wizards with mystical, magical powers don't exist for real. So there.
So that's your reason why it's not wizards just fighting when we see lightning?
Yeah, well, there's that too. But, you know, other shit, like it's all scientifical and stuff like that, and it's got to do with ionization in the air, and it's when the two clouds rub up against each other and make that noise like it's like bowling in the sky.
That just means we found out how wizards do it.
Oh, for crying out loud, there are no mystical, magical wizards with powers.
Apparently Omega earned 2 points, as both Kane Kittens and Lindsay gave him a point.
He does get a point for the Grand Wizard bullshit.
Yeah, so now he has 3.
No. We agree. We had 3 people agreeing. It takes the minimum of 3 for a quorum. He gets 1 point as agreed by 3. It's a consensus.
Anyway, Mace. Why exactly did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles need to actually wear masks?
Ugly fuckers.
So what? Say again.
Why exactly did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actually need to wear masks?
That's a good question, actually. Why the fuck do these turtles need masks? It's like they're going to be recognized incognito or something.
Well, have you ever taken a look at them without the masks on? They look exactly the fucking same.
So it's not the mask so much as the color of the mask. It's up the.
Are you saying you can't tell turtles apart? Racist.
Damn right, I'm racist. And to be honest, it. Again, here we go.
We're getting a bit nerdy here.
Originally, all the masks were originally red. They all wore the exact same color. It was not until the cartoons came along that the idea of the colored masks was introduced. So, if anything, why do they wear masks? Because it's a fucking marketing gimmick.
Okay, Omega.
Who part he doesn't tell you is that they all wore red masks when it was black and white, so that was pointless too.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So, Omega, who is the greatest American wrestler ever?
Greatest American wrestler ever?
Yes, American.
Are you referring to a wrestler from the United States of America or a wrestler representing America?
America.
Whatever you decide.
Since we're coming off the 4th of July, Sergeant Slaughter.
Why?
Because he was a goddamn G.I. Joe.
Well, there you go. Tim, if you punch Pamela Anderson in the boob, would it leave an impression like those Tempur-Pedic mattresses?
No, not anymore, because she had her implants removed.
Okay, back in the day...
5 years ago.
Well, back in the day when she had the implants, would it?
No, because back then she actually had the silicon ones instead of the ones that, you know, like, had the memory foam ability type thing, which is really disgusting when you think about it, because if, like, you're sitting there and you're playing with the boobs and, you know, the handprints just kind of slowly fill back in. It's like, whoa, that's so freaky on a boob. It's just, no. So the answer is no.
Amazing.
See, those kind were really bad if she happened to be laying on top of a newspaper while you did her and she came up with a backwards Popeye on her chest.
No, that was the silly putty implant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mace.
If she's lying down on like a corduroy rug or something.
Yeah, but if you can read backwards, you can get the sports scores while you do it.
Well, yeah, but only with the silly putty. Silly putty tits. There's a new one.
Mace, if actions speak louder than words, then why is it that thoughts that count?
Why is
I
it
can speak louder, louder than words. Why is it thought that counts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because technically you have to think about punching somebody before you actually do it.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd go there.
So technically speaking, you have to send the thought from your brain to your fists, and therefore the action speaks louder because, well, you thought of it first, and that's what counts.
There you go.
Right.
Omega, what would be weirder, if Alfred Hitchcock starred in a porno or was just having a cameo in one?
That depends. Do we see him in silhouette the whole time?
Yes.
See, okay, here's it. So, again, this is the weird way how it works. It's almost a way of
I hate
minimization.
Seriously.
It's a thing of minimization. And there's a little bit of real-world precedent with this, where if you see someone, like, featured in something like a porno or some Z-grade, you know, shot-on-shittio style movie, it's weird, but it's even weirder to just see them there for no reason. It's like if Alfred Hitchcock said, I want to do a porno and I want to be the star in it, you go, well, it's Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah, he's got cock in his name. Let him try. You know? But if he's just standing there, if he just walks in, or even creepier, if it's just his silhouette, so he's like off camera watching this, that's creepier somehow. And I'll give you the example that in the real world that proves this. There is a, God, I wish I could remember what it was. God, there's an old exploitation movie, just really bad, a lot of smut sex and all that. But Colonel Sanders is in it. Like, he was actually, like, a really big fan of those type of low-budget, shitty movies. So, he would do free catering in exchange for advertisement. So, like, right in the middle of the movie, they, like, stop at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the whole scene is just like a commercial. And then he just stands behind them, watching them eat the whole time. And it's creepy as hell.
We just got insight into Omega's world.
That's a scary thought.
So, cameo?
Cameo.
That's quick it.
And believe it or not, 2 hours later, exactly... It's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, everybody, tomorrow night, the Raw Post Show, where they break down 3 hours of Raw into approximately 45 minutes, right?
Yes, join myself and Lindsay at 11:30 p.m. Eastern right here live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio. Some guy named Alan Wojcik talks about Florida indie wrestling, and he'll interview big stars but won't advertise it.
I believe he's doing his mid-year report cards, whatever that means.
Okay, well, I give him a C-. Wednesday night, we might have Cheap Heat Radio.
If neither one is working, yes, Cheap Heat Radio live, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And, of course, Thursday night, it's the award-winning The Wreck with your host, Lindsay Ward.
You say that as bad as Alan Wojcik does when he tries to promote the show. Just saying.
I was saying that on purpose, just because, you know, Alan Wojcik is my hero.
And clip.
That didn't sound too sarcastic, did it? Alan, if you're listening, I'm just having fun. Relax. You know I'm going to hear about it later.
Hell's
Friday night.
Hold on. Let me plug the show, too. The movie was called Hell's Bloody Devils, Omega?
Yes.
That's what Kinkin's pointing out.
Thank you. Join us
Thursday night for Money in the Bank preview, impact review, and discussions, and all the news you can handle. It's RAC Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com and RACRadioShow.com.
And, of course, at least one reference to Lindsay's boobs will happen during the night. It happens every show at least once.
Not really, no.
Yeah, I know it does. Cards Against Humanity on Friday, yes or no?
We play cards on Saturdays around 10 p.m. Eastern.
All right, Mace. Nobody's doing anything Friday. You feel free to play a video game.
Well, that's the American Friday. But however, on the Australian Friday, I'll be attending Crossbody Promotions inaugural card at the Baronia Progress Hall. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 7:30. Adults $15, kids $10. Go to www.crossbodypromotions.com for more info.
Okay, no plugging stuff that goes on outside of the website, people.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as I can get to it, they'll get guys stoned on the air. It's CB Radio.
We return to the scene of the crime. The last time Rob Parks was in Chicago, he ran across highways. He's returning to Chicago.
Is he going to run across highways again?
We will find out. Midnight-ish, CB Radio.
Oh, right. And, of course, next Sunday night at 11 Eastern, not 8 Eastern, 10 Eastern, 11 Eastern, it'll be another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Russ Talk Radio. Why so late, Rock?
We will be reviewing Money in the Bank.
Yeehaw, motherfucker. Yeah, and once again, everybody, please click the Google ads on the website. Help us pay for the server, and that actually works like you would not believe. And we appreciate it, even though certain jackasses won't say thank you. I do. And so, thank you. That being said, we're done for another edition. Catch you next week.
Oh, yeah, by the way, go to tjomega.org.
Hey, why not go to canadianallpro.com while you're at it?
No, go to tjomega.org.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Everybody talk at once.
Fine, we will.
Oh, that's it. I'm going for a beer.
Good.
Yeah, shut up, you damn Aussie.
WildTalkRadio.com.